Since its foundation in 1985, the Schwules Museum Berlin has developed into a globally significant queer institution. It combines archival work, exhibitions, and political education under one roof with the aim of making lesbian, gay, bisexual trends and inter-realities of life visible. With over 130 exhibitions, an archive of 1.5 million documents, and a program that combines activism with academic research, the museum not only documents the past, but also shapes current debates on sexual and gender diversity. The idea for an exhibition was born at a time when the AIDS crisis was politicizing the gay movement, while conservative counter-movements were gaining strength. Manfred Baumgart had written a master thesis on the gay movement of the 1920s and suggested an exhibition on the subject to the new museum director of Berlin Museum, who enthusiastically wanted to realize it. In 1984, Andreas Sternweiler, Wolfgang Theiss, Manfred Baumgart and Manfred Herzer began curating the groundbreaking exhibition El Dorado, Homosexual Woman and Man in Berlin 1850 to 1950 at the Berlin Museum, now part of Märkisches Museum. During their night shifts, they sifted through archive material on queer life worlds. The gay curators contacted Ilse Korkula. This resulted in a lesbian group, including, among others, Christiane von Lengerke, Maggie Pieper and Claudia Schopmann, who curated the lesbian section of the exhibition. Together, they designed an exhibition that showed both gay and lesbian worlds. For the first time, the exhibition presented police files on persecution under paragraph 175, alongside photographs of track balls from the 1920s and letters from Magnus Hirschfeld. The success was remarkable. Over 40,000 visitors saw the exhibition. Society was ready to confront its own history of repression, Theiss later noted. But there was also controversy. Conservative politicians called for the exhibition to be closed, while gay associations criticized the exhibition for reducing homosexuality to tragedy and persecution. When no homosexual representation was recognizable at other exhibitions in Berlin, the initiators said to themselves, "This won't work. Straight people won't do it for us. We have to do it ourselves." And the idea was already there that we wanted to found a gay museum. On December 6, 1985, the association Friends of the Gay Museum was founded. The first archive collections were created in two rooms of the Allgemeine Homosexuelle Arbeitsgemeinschaft at Friedrichstraße 12. The exhibition 90 Years of Homo Press, which opened in 1986, presented early magazines such as Der Eigene from 1896, which created a network of readers despite prosecution. The early years were characterized by precarious activism. "We had no money, no expertise, just anger at the ignorance of historians," recalled Sternweiler. In 1988, the move to the 200 square meter premises at Mehringdamm 61 marked the transition to a more professional operation. An archive and a reference library with 5,000 volumes were created here. In 2004, the museum initiated Self-Confidence and Preservance, 200 Years of Gay History, its first permanent exhibition. Based on 600 exhibits, it spanned the period from Prussian criminal law in 1794 to decriminalization in 1994. However, the focus on gay men came under increasing criticism. Lesbian activists such as Birgit Bosold, who joined the board in 2006, pushed for an expansion of the museum's content. "A museum that calls itself gay museum must explain why it excludes other identities," emphasized Bosold. The move to Lützowstrasse 73 in 2013 was more than just a change of location. It marked a conceptual reorientation. The museum established itself as an informal meeting place that promotes exchange between different queer communities. With four exhibition areas, a cafe, expanded library and professional archive room, the new premises offered improved conditions for the growing collection. In terms of content, the museum increasingly opened up to intersectional perspectives. The exhibition Homosexualities In 2015, a cooperation with Deutsches Historisches Museum set new standards in the presentation of gender and sexual diversity. Parallel to its institutional establishment, the museum underwent an intensive process of reflection. The previous focus on male gay history was increasingly supplemented by lesbian, trans, and intersex perspectives. The museum's financial situation remained precarious for 3 decades and was mainly supported by private donations and voluntary work. A turning point came 2010 when the Berlin Senate included the museum in its institutional funding, a political recognition that made financial planning security possible for the first time. The Schwules Museum continues to face challenges, particularly in terms of funding and anti-queer attacks. However, the work of the museum and its extensive archive work is supported by over 60 volunteers. Everyone involved is certain that the Schwules Museum will remain the central point of contact for anyone who wants to learn about queer history and culture. Start now your own city tour of the place of queer heroes around Nollendorf-Kiez in Schöneberg here. You can find the next locations on the map below the audio clip or follow the suggested pink or orange route. If you're interested in experiencing queer stories through a guided bike tour, check out the website here or follow Homo Lulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I'm Raphael Nasemann, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.